A new law in California requires anyone selling an autographed item for more than $5 to certify that item's authenticity. The law expands regulations that were originally meant to deal with fake sports memorabilia, only now it covers anything with an autograph. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reports on the angry reaction of dealers and bookstore owners.
At the Sausalito store Book Passage recently, fans of author W. Bruce Cameron crowded around as he signed his new novel, A Dog's Way Home.
Hi.
If you can make this happen, my mom, Sandra.
I will.
Thank you.
She's a dog lover, right?
Yeah.
Events like this are essential for many independent bookstores hoping to serve and attract loyal customers. Book Passage co-owner Bill Petrocelli says his three Bay Area stores host as many as 800 book signings every year for fans.
The fact that they can buy an autographed book is what makes the whole thing financially feasible for us to do.
Under the new law, he and other booksellers must carefully notate the time and date of the sale, the names of the buyers, and even witnesses. Then the bookkeeping would have to be saved for 7 years.
We'd have to take down everyone's name, get bonded, have this long, elaborate process we'd have to go through. We'd have to triple our staff in order to just to do that, and the autograph lines would be so long and so slow and so intrusive that, you know, people just wouldn't show up.
Petrocelli says he could be sued for selling an autographed book if he doesn't have this documentation, but he says the law poses a more fundamental concern.
You have to get the names and the details of everyone who buys the book, and we think that's, you know, a major intrusion on our customers' privacy and on their First Amendment rights. People should be able to walk into a bookstore, meet the author, buy the book, have a conversation, and leave.
So Petrocelli continues to host book signings, and he's filed suit against the state attorney general's office on privacy and First Amendment grounds. The California autograph law was written by former Republican Assembly member Ling-Ling Chang. When she was crusading for consumer protection, she was joined by a force from Star Wars, actor Mark Hamill.
I've heard a couple of stories that just break your heart.
On KNBC-TV in Los Angeles last year, Hamill warned fans that almost all of the autographs of him for sale are phony. He even went on Twitter offering to verify his signature on memorabilia.
There's always been scam artists and con men, and you're not going to change that. But if you can try and maybe make the public a little more aware of it, that's what this legislation is about.
Hamill may not have realized how the law could affect independent booksellers. Chang is no longer in office, but told NPR she still stands by the bill that passed unanimously. The law has sparked concern from comic book and rare book dealers. Several, including Newbery Comics, have already stopped shipping autographed books to California. Now, another assembly member in San Diego, Todd Gloria, is proposing a new bill that would amend Chang's law.
An autograph collectible would be defined as anything worth $50 or more, where there is a signature that increases the value and the product itself has to deal with sports, music, television, or film.
The new bill already has the support of the Comic Book Legal Defense Fund, the Horror Writers Association, and the Antiquarian Booksellers Association of America, among others.
I can't wait to read this.
Meanwhile, bookstore owner Bill Petrocelli's lawsuit is proceeding through the courts. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.